Why are you laughing?
You have any tokens for the machine down the street?
Welcome to the Why Are You Laughing podcast!
How I usually treat these.
Here we go.
The intensity.
It's palatable.
This is my jam back in the day, dog. Here we go!
Oh,
he's jamming out.
I can hardly hear it.
Monday, July 12th, baby. What?
Am I supposed to be dancing?
Dog, this jam. Okay, so this song came out probably 2003, right?
Yeah.
I got my first fist fight of all time. Right around we went
to. Did you say kiss fight? You got in a kiss fight?
Fist fight.
What was his name?
What does that mean? What's a kiss fight?
I don't know. Here it happens later. You said it.
So it's 2003. This album came out right at that time, and this song was playing. This one kid tried to get tough with me at a pig roast that I went to.
So you're what, 7?
No, probably 8 or 9, I'd say. And he tried to get tough with me. He tried to come right up to me and push me and start shoving me and stuff like that. And then I pushed him back and he ran away. And but I was just like remembering those times of like there's about a bajillion children running around with zero adult supervision. And that night, I don't remember where we were, but my dad had a van back then for work because he was a tile guy. And we slept in the van overnight. It was like one of the times that my dad was actually really responsible. I never forgot that.
Wait, you slept in the van? That doesn't sound responsible.
We slept in the van. Well, he didn't drive because he was drinking. So we ended up sleeping in the van. And we woke up the next day and I was. We went to Dunkin' Donuts and that was it. But that was my first experience of like, I saw people playing beer pong and like the whole party atmosphere was introduced to me very, very early on. But I'll never forget that. And that's the story. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 82. Holy cow. How crazy is that? 82.
Surprising.
I never even thought that we'd make it this far. But hey, nice to have you both on.
Neither Welcome. Did we.
Yeah, I know. Corey didn't have faith in me from the beginning.
I'm not going to lie. That's true.
Yo. What you drinking, dog? What is that?
A beer.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Professor. What kind of beer?
Who are you talking to?
To you. I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. It's in my nice rustic brewing glass.
I hate you so much. This kid broke my glass.
Yes, let's rehash this story for the sixth time already.
Seriously.
Yes.
I'm friends with this guy forever. He comes into my house, takes my glass, and goes, bam, smash.
Yes, I just literally showed up, walked in, smashed the glass, and left.
Yeah, thought he was Johnny Macho with his long hair. And.
Anyways.
Yeah, so what you
drinking? That's not what happened. It's a Vanished Valley Pomona, I think that's what it's called. Now I forgot it's downstairs, and I'm not going back to check, but. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a double IPA. No, it's not double. It's just a New England IPA.
Double dry hops, probably. Is that
right? I honestly didn't even read it.
Well, you got double somewhere.
Two seconds ago, you were down there.
Maybe. I forgot.
Oh, my word.
I didn't realize we were going to talk about it. So.
Well, I mean, you know, Cal hasn't posted a podcast in so long. I got to pick up his slack here.
Yeah, apparently.
You drinking, handsome? What about you over there with
you already asked me.
Not you, Dill Hall. You're not handsome.
Oh, you said handsome. I thought you were talking to me.
You thought wrong.
So I'm drinking Evil Twin out of New York.
That is a good one. That is a good one. I've had that.
Well, I mean, Evil Twin's the brand, not the beer.
No, but that can, the one you showed me with the fruits and spice, I've had that one so specifically.
Well, this is a common theme for them, because so this is like version 5 So, like,
oh, is it?
Done...
I thought it was one specific. Okay, I got it twisted.
No, they do a bunch of different stuff. They just keep that theme with the can art with this specific one. Anyways, so it's a milkshake IPA.
Does it bring all the boys to the yard?
Yes, absolutely it does.
There's 12 boys in his yard right now.
Cal, you sly devil.
But it's apricot, strawberry, and vanilla. And I would say it tastes strangely more like a sour because the apricot is like very overpowering. It's good. It's good, but just different.
I like sours on occasion. I'm not really a big
very
sour
very dark.
Guy.
Yeah, it is super dark. There's tons of fruit, like ridiculous amount of fruit.
Yeah. I mean, I like citrus and stuff in IPAs, and I like different. Like, once in a while I'll have a sour, but I never was a big sour guy. I'm not a beer person in general, so, I mean, it's, which is no loss to anyone's knowledge. Everyone knows that. But I did switch it up tonight. I went back to one of my old haunts. I got a little
Mountain Dew and vodka.
A little Schwedka and Baja Blast. You know me, though. 100.
Oh, my goodness.
You drink like a 17-year-old.
Come on.
That statement is yeah, okay.
What?
No, you drink like a 17-year-old.
Well, what did you expect, dude? I'm stuck in the old days. I can't. That's okay. The other thing too, man. I can't not think about like what I used to do when I was younger, and this
nostalgia.
One kid, nostalgia should be my middle name. You know, it's like, I remember the first time I ever had this drink. I don't know if I've told you guys this story before.
He was 17.
I'm at this point, I'm a sophomore. No. Yeah, right around then. And this kid that I used to go to high school with, I've known him since the sixth grade, he used to bring a thermos in every morning. Huge thing. Like
of Mountain Dew and vodka?
Every morning I would look at him and he'd be having this thermos and he'd be sipping at 7:20 in the morning. And I'd be like, Robbie, what's that thing you drink every morning? It ain't coffee.
Oh my God.
Because you keep falling asleep at your desk.
Does he,
and he
does
handed
he listen
it
to this
me
podcast?
No, he just got out of jail.
I was going to ask, where is he now?
You should probably say this podcast does not condone underage drinking.
No,
but,
I'm not saying that.
Especially in school.
Yeah, right. So...
stay in school, kids. Don't drink in school.
Don't listen to my friend Robbie.
Definitely don't do that.
Anyway, one day I just asked him. I said, you know, what the heck is in that thermos every day? Because it ain't coffee. You keep falling asleep at your desk. And one day he just handed it to me. And you know, I don't know anything, so I just take a.
And that's how the coronavirus started.
I take a swig off this thing, and I'm hooked. I'm absolutely hooked. I didn't really drink that much, but I knew what it was.
Wait, so how old are you?
This had to be sophomore year, probably. Right around that time. And I'm not saying I'm proud of it. Just so everyone knows, I'm not proud.
I don't know, you sound like you're proud of it.
Troublemaker.
It was good. And so what the funny story is that ended up happening was that he drank that thing all the way up to senior year. Like, that was his combo, was the Voltage and vodka. And so, on the last day of school, he ended up coming in, and they ended up catching him. And what's ironic is that I had a couple of them, off that same thermos that day. And he got kicked out of high school, and I didn't. And he ended up getting arrested, like, the same week. And he went to prison for, like, 5 years.
For underage drinking? Oh, there had to be
something else going on. Well, no. He was doing a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, he would have been doing a lot of other stuff. You don't just drink alcohol.
Yeah.
No, you're doing other stuff on the side. And they just kicked him out of school, and he never graduated on stage. But, I mean, it was just...
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was... I remember the first time I told my mother that story. This was just, like, last year. We're sitting at the table at the a restaurant in Keene, and we're sitting there with my stepdad. My stepdad's laughing. He's giggling at the story. My mom's just like, because she never knew any of that stuff, ever. But Yeah.
Oh boy.
So yeah, that then that became the trademark thing, and here we are today. It's very, very good. It's very tasty. Probably.
I'm pretty sure it's not. But...
probably be a diabetic by the end of the podcast, but what are you gonna do?
You might already be one.
Pre-diabetic. I always have that in the back of my mind. I'm like, man, I really hope that if this doesn't lead to something bad. That's why every once in a while, I'll take a week off, you know, and just try to drink a ton of water, which I already do. But at the same time, it's like, I always try to keep myself in check.
Yeah.
What's up with you people? Look what's going on over there? Your kid is screaming right now. What's he doing?
He's playing Ark Survival with his uncle.
Which one?
Matt.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, on an update, I'm actually healing up pretty well. I don't know if anyone heard about my little injury, but...
I heard you got hurt, but I don't know how it happened.
Why?
So let's hear the story.
The stupidest thing, guys, I swear. I'm doing dishes, right? I'm about to leave for Florida. This is how dumb it is. Cal already knows this. I told him. But I'm about to leave for Florida, right? I have all my bags packed. I'm about to get in the car to drive to the airport. And I turn around, and I have a new apartment now. I'm trying to be a little bit more responsible. I see the dishes. I'm like, you know, I should do the dishes before I leave. Stupidest thing I ever could have said to myself. So I end up turning around. I start doing the dishes. And there's this one commemorative Celtics glass that my dad gave me before I left Marlboro. It has all, like, the championship dates on there. But I didn't realize how thin this glass was, and so I'm cleaning it. And I have my hand in there, I'm cleaning, and the glass just snaps. And they cut my entire knuckle off of my pinky. And I saw bone, and I just start bleeding profusely. And I'm like...
that's not a word.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad at myself. I was like, I cannot believe that this is happening when I'm about to get in the car to go away. And I'm like, and it won't stop bleeding. And so I have to, at that point, I'm like, I have one of two choices. I either sit here for a while and hope that it stops bleeding, or I have to go to the hospital.
If you're looking at bone, then it's not going to stop bleeding for a while.
That, and so here's what happened. I've never gotten stitches before. This is the first time I've ever gotten stitches. I got six of them on a pinky. Six. It doesn't seem
that's
like a lot.
Thank you.
But it's crazy, dude, how, like, I didn't want to watch it first because I don't like any of that blood and guts type of stuff or whatever, but it's fascinating what they can do. Like, this girl, the doctor that stitched me up or whatever, she was so quick. It was just like she had a little fish hook and just went in and out. She must have, like, triple knotted my stitches. Every single one of them, I think. And I'm like, that is crazy because the string is not thick. This is like a little thing. I'm like, wow, that's wild what they can do.
Yeah, you'll but, probably just automatically.
Yeah, no, she stitched me up. I'm healing up. I'm okay. In case anyone was really wondering.
No, it wasn't. Which hand is it? Your right or
my right hand? Yep.
Oh, that one's not.
Yeah, it's all
right. As far as playing an instrument goes.
No, yeah, I know. I am getting ready for that show in August though, so I've been kind of practicing a little bit here and there and. I got my set list written out and everything, and that's pretty much what's going on with me. But what's going on with you, Corey? Are you building anything lately? I know kind of we talked about it a little bit. We got a lot of project going on right now.
I got a really cool project that I'm working on. I haven't really been posting a whole lot of updates on it, just because I'm lazy. But it's really cool. Actually for a customer for once, instead of just, you know, building it because I was bored.
Right.
But he spec'd out the whole thing, and we picked out some really cool woods and stuff like that. So
that is a cool wood, by the way.
It is. Yeah, it's a camphor burl top. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
With an ash. The rest of the body is ash. Maple, purple heart, all kinds of stuff going on. Multi-scale. It's ridiculous.
When you go to build something like that, what is your... you know, idea when it comes to like pickups and, you know, what goes well with wood.
Well, I mean,
wood.
The customer's expecting all of that stuff.
Do
so.
They? Yeah.
I mean, if it were me, I would probably be doing different things. But, he just tells me what he wants, and I'm kind of doing it. So
yeah,
he'll ask for my opinion on things or whatever.
Like, say,
but I'm kind of letting him drive it.
Yeah,
I'm just letting him do his thing.
So say you were gonna build your perfect model. If you were to do it, because I know you and I were talking about you possibly still wanting to build a base and stuff like that, and people asking you about it. If you were to build something for yourself, what would it be? Like, would it consist of mahogany or like oak, or what would you go for?
Whatever I can get for free. The wood doesn't matter.
Nailed it. Well, because I know stuff's more heavier than others.
Yeah, I mean, if it was heavier, I'd just chamber it, so lighten it that way.
What does that mean, chamber it?
Just cut holes in it.
Oh, sweet.
So to lighten it, so it ends up with hollow chambers on the inside.
Gotcha.
Weight relief, more or less.
Because I know for my particular shape that you build me, I like it because it's lighter. You know,
yeah, yours is super thin, too.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah, and
it's made out of, yours is made out of northern ash.
Yeah.
Which is a heavy wood.
Right. Ash is usually a heavier wood.
Right. It's super, super thin, so it doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love that thing. Going up on stage, I mean, the neck's a little thick for my taste, but it's super dope. You know, it's
that one's a baseball bat.
What about you, Cal? What would be your ideal get box?
My ideal what?
That's what we used to call it back in the day. When I was in my first band, my guitar player / singer, he would call it the git box.
Git fiddle?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man. Honestly, man, I haven't.
Are you even with us right now, bro?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
You know why he doesn't think about this? Because
it's
already
not
the perfect
important.
Yeah, no, I just haven't really thought about it, man. I'm honestly pretty happy with what I have.
Yeah. It's so sick.
Yeah, wait, what kind of guitar is that? What do you have?
Oh,
get out of here.
I wonder. It's called the CRC Custom Turd. It comes in brown. I'll be on tour later, just so you know. Buy tickets.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I haven't thought about, honestly, just music in general in a while. Not that it's not, like, there, but it just preoccupied at the moment. But.
Yeah, I gotcha. Because you're planning on making a big move, you know, for people who don't really know. You know, Cal and I have some plans in the works and stuff like that. And,
yes, sir.
Dude, I've been... So, I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about that notebook that I've had since I was a kid that I used to write songs in all the time. I actually got to the last page the other day for my set list that I'm writing for this show, and I was like, wow, that's the end of an era. Because to fill a notebook is really not an easy task, full of, like, songs and stuff like that. But, I mean, I'm super stoked to start writing in my new one. I got a new one. I got some ideas, bro. It's going to be great.
Very exciting.
No, it's just wild to think, like, I'll look back in the notebook sometimes, you know, in the early Soda days and be like, this is an idea that I had. This is an idea for this song, you know. And, you know, I always wanted to ask you guys that question. If you think about where you started in your careers to now, you know, did you ever think that... I mean, yeah, Corey had aspirations of building guitars really early on, but, you know, to see how far it's come and, like, the designs that you do and, you know, just the craftsmanship that goes into your work is just so sick. You know, did you ever think that it was going to be what it is right now?
I guess. I don't know. I've been hoping for it to get to this point and further.
Yeah, man. I'm hoping so. But it's like you actually have customers now that are reaching out to you. You know,
right?
Before
yeah.
you were doing I a mean, lot of reaching out to other people.
That's the goal.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Cal.
Did I think it would get this far? I don't know. Just kind of hoped it would.
Dude, but it's like just to see, like Cal up there with one of yours. You know, me obviously. It's like. It's just so crazy to think that, you know, you're kind of building this, not a brand necessarily, but building like your rep and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, my whole thing, I think I've said it kind of before, is that I build the stuff because I like it, and I build stuff that I want to build, and if other people like it, then that's just, you know, icing on the cake. Because I just enjoy doing it, and I want other people to have the play them, enjoy them, and that is, you know, the end goal, but I primarily do it for myself.
Right.
So if it doesn't go anywhere, I'll probably still keep building for myself, but I'm going to keep pushing until I can't go any further. So that's kind of my goal.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I don't care.
Which is
you
like,
have poor taste.
It's
and I don't want to be your friend. That's
he doesn't want any friends, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't have time. Okay, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, any idea what this guy does on a daily basis? What about you, Cal? You ever think that you'd be in disquiet?
No. I mean, although I don't really consider it a career, but
well, no, yeah. I mean it's I suppose it's just a bigger hobby for all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's, you know, to see where you came from, like playing your acoustic music and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like a personal journey as far as just being better at what you're doing is encouraging at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't think I'd be, honestly, when, I've probably said this before, but when Jonas asked me to do it, I thought I was pretty much done with music, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I in no way blame this on getting married, but I had gotten married, I had started a previous business that wasn't, like, doing so hot, so that, like, occupied most of my time.
Right.
And then Jonas reached out and
who?
Jonas. Yeah. And I don't know, I just decided to at least go for it and try it out, and you know, I definitely can't foresee my life going without it for a while, you know.
Yeah.
If a certain circumstance came up where I had to quit, you know, I'd have to do it, but right. I definitely would miss it a whole lot. So I'm definitely glad it came about, but I never was expecting it.
I think that's probably the reason. Yeah, like George and I have had this conversation 1,000 times, and I think that's probably why I continue, because it's like, you know, just because I don't have a band doesn't mean I don't have a connection with like what I write or what I'm playing. You know, even now I'm writing new songs and I'm actually getting excited about it. There was a time where, you know, like I said earlier, I was looking back in that notebook and I looked at these old songs that I was writing and they're just hot garbage. And I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that I've kept these to sort of remind me to keep trying to develop and keep trying to progress and stuff like that. And some of this new stuff I'm writing, you know, especially when the Belief EP came out, Corey actually made a comment to me that has kind of stuck with me for a little bit, which is, you know, your lyrics.
I'm afraid because I don't remember what this was.
Well, you were saying, you know, and you're always honest with me, and that's why I ask, because it's like you told me that the lyrics that I was writing were a lot stronger, and that's what I want to continue to do is sort of.
Oh, I was being nice that day.
Oh, really? What a shocker that is, ladies and gentlemen. No, but it's always helpful for me to get those constructive comments, because it's like these songs that I'm writing now, they're not so much like musically complicated, but the music is simple, but the lyrics are very, very like strong, I think. You know, it's like When Kurt Cobain was writing songs, he didn't write anything that made sense. Like, he even says it all the time. He's like, or he did say, he was like, the lyrics don't mean anything. It's really the music that's supposed to shine through. And so I think that's different for every artist. It's like, what do you want to be strong? Do you want the lyrics to be strong? Do you want the music to be strong?
Right, the
presence. It's all different.
Yeah.
I mean, the genre can dictate your approach to that too. If you're writing love songs, you know, obviously you would want the lyrics to be a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
To make a point. If you're just writing, I don't know, stuff like Kurt Cobain wrote, those were probably drug fueled anyways. But...
right.
I don't know where I was going with that, but
somewhere.
Kind of completely lost it.
Honestly, I would think it would be the opposite, personally. But
what would be the opposite?
Like, anybody can write a love song. I mean.
Well, that's. But I'm just using that as an easy example.
Yeah.
And people should stop writing love songs. We've got
it's
enough.
Getting old.
But it's never going to, because it's always going to be the relatable topic.
Is it really though?
Look, Sam.
Are you sure about that, Cal? We got people yes. identifying.
It's just
as
not relatable for
why
you.
Why are we talking about love songs?
I think it's relatable. I didn't it's say they're not... good love songs.
No, I know.
It's just not relatable for Sam. That's all.
Listen. Okay.
Look, if there's anybody that it's going to be relatable to, it's Sam.
I relate. I relate to some of the stuff, but I mean, it's like. I've been single for so long that I just don't think about it anymore. It's like once in a great while. You know, I'm too busy. I have too much going on right now, you know. I got two jobs, a podcast, music, you know, everything adds up eventually. And if it comes up, it comes up, and if it happens, it happens. But you know what? I'm not old. You know, I'm 26, almost. It's not like I'm 48 and I'm trying to find a retirement partner. It ain't going to happen for a long time. Just saying. You know, so I, and not for nothing, it's going to be really tough to deal with a certain type of personality.
For them?
Yeah, it's for them.
Oh yeah, man.
But
yes, thank
no,
you.
I think everything I has its place. Right now. Like I mean, for instance, there are a lot of punk songs that have to do with like breakups and stuff like that and relationships and whatever.
Yeah, I mean it depends on, like I said, your approach to music, and every band is gonna write music differently.
Yeah.
And I think genre does play a big part in that.
Sure.
But yeah. Also, it depends on, like, are you writing all the music and the lyrics, or do you have somebody that's a singer writing the lyrics and you're writing the music? That's a different thing, too.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But it depends. It's what's the point you're trying to get across? Because that's, when you really break it down, that's the whole point of music, is that you're trying to get a feeling that you have, you're trying to put it out there for other people to relate to.
Right.
So what is that feeling? Is it music or is it lyrical? You can also just be knuckleberries to them. Right. Or is it both? You can also just be
knuckleberries. I think it's harder for somebody who's a solo artist because they have to do everything themselves. When you have sort of a team effort, it's a lot easier. You know,
yeah.
Because it takes the pressure off of you. You know, joining a band... After playing guitar for so long by myself was such like an easy transition because I had so much weight off. You know, I had more influence and I had less to think about. Okay. It was like it was so much fun. I actually had a lot of fun. You know, and you know, now it's like I get to I've said it 1,000 times, but I get to relearn everything that I've already learned. So I'm hoping that I can have stronger songs, stronger emotion, lyrics. You know, it's like to do a stage presence when you're one person is so difficult. It's so difficult. Like, that's why comedians have such a hard time. You know, it's like there's not a million Andrew Dice Clays out there. There's only one. And he shocked a generation. Elvis shocked a generation. You know, it's like there's these certain people that have it, but to get to that sort of persona and to get to that level takes a long time.
The level of confidence and, yeah, the level, and an ability to let go of yourself to a degree.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
you can't. If you're up there thinking about yourself, then it's not going to go well.
Right.
I speak like I have a lot of experience doing this. I've just thought about it a lot.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got up on, like, when's the first time you got up on stage?
I don't know. A long time ago, before you were born.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for reminding me of that. I didn't already know that.
No, I mean, the first time I got, like, in front of people to play music, I don't know, I was probably 15.
Oh, seriously? Was it with the band, or were you by yourself?
Yeah, no, it was with the band.
Oh, okay.
I was a bass player. I wasn't going to do anything by myself.
That's true. If I know one thing about Corey, he's not a showman.
But I mean, I was also like a 15-year-old. I wasn't going to... I wasn't exactly a confident kid.
Right.
Not the picture of confidence you see before you now.
You gotta have some confidence to wear that shirt.
Right. This shirt is amazing. Shut your mouth.
It's crazy.
You're jealous.
I am. But I wore this shirt today for you.
Yeah, and that's why you're single. Because you have that hat and shirt.
That's hurtful.
Cal, but it's true. And sometimes
I'm gonna need you to come
hurts.
To my defense on this one. I know you love this shirt.
I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that shirt.
Yeah.
Well, you also don't own this shirt and are married. I mean,
look,
there's a connection
okay,
here.
Hang on.
You own this shirt?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Look at
that's
that, Corey.
Did you buy that before or after you were married?
Oh, I don't even remember.
He can't comment right now. Ask him another time.
Look, I love this shirt. I'm in my pajamas. Not that you needed to know that, but
okay.
I'm not wearing pants, so.
Gosh, I thought it was gonna be me that had to edit.
I have shorts on. It's a joke.
Sure.
I'm wearing shorts.
Sure, okay. Corey.
I can prove it.
I got Grogu pajamas on. So.
What kind of mic is that, Cal?
It's a mic.
Okay. Great.
I don't know. Let's see. It's a brand. It's a budget. Video / audio brand that I've been liking called Newer with two E's.
Gotcha.
I like their tripods and their lights. So their shotgun. It's a shotgun mic.
Yep. You know, it's shocking. There are a lot of
it
really good off-brand like mics out there.
Although you have the Blue Yeti, right?
That's yeah, I got the is. Yeti. Yeah, I got
Where
the Yeti.
Yeah, going? That's the best. That's the best podcasting mic,
dude. It's so
good. On a budget, like it's perfect.
Yeah, man. Like the clarity that comes out is so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, and yeah. I got to ditch that mic that I have, like, that I tried to use for the last podcast because that thing is just crackly and annoying.
Yeah, he was clipping out like crazy.
Yeah, it was bad. So, I mean, I'm going to have to get, I think I'll probably have to invest in another Yeti, which we can use for our plans.
True, yeah.
Just saying.
It's a good mic.
I'm very, very excited, by the way. I don't know if I've told Corey about this yet, but, I think I told him that you were moving to, you know, my area or whatever, but I don't think I told him about the podcast idea.
I think you might have mentioned that.
Did I? Okay. Can we talk about that a little bit, or is it?
No? Yeah. I mean, we've got more developed, so.
Yeah, man. I've been
doing so like a different podcast.
Yeah, whole different one, whole different concept.
If it does start
with actual topics.
What do you mean, dog?
Yeah. Look, so I okay. As you know, Sam has a very unique energy.
That is
and it never stops.
Excuse me, what does that mean? Please explain.
I mean that in a good way. Corey might not be, but I mean that in a good way.
He's a
totally a good way.
But he's very unstructured. He's very unstructured. But that's what this podcast is.
And he's a fly by the seat of his pants kind of guy.
Yeah. So I thought, why not take that energy and take my structuredness and fuse the two?
There you go. That's a great idea.
It's almost like a teacher and another teacher.
Nope.
Yes, that.
It's like a teacher and a substitute teacher.
No.
Who's the sub?
No.
Right.
You need it. You need the berries.
Who?
It's like... It's like,
you said,
it's like, no, it's like savory and sweet. Like you can't have too much of each, that's but true. You sprinkle them both together.
I'm clearly the sweet one.
Create something good.
I don't know. Well, you're definitely not the savory one. So maybe you're the sweet one.
Like a bad pancake. You bite into it, it's just
batter.
Burned
on one side, uncooked on the other side.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Now, man, so, yeah, we have a lot of good ideas going, actually. You know, what I particularly like is what you were talking about earlier is the topic idea because, you know, like
having
you said,
topics?
No, like we have certain things for each week. Like we're going to eat one week, we're going to do one sort of subject around there and... You know, hopefully you get a lot of guests on, too. I'd love to get some guests.
And everything is going to be, like, pre-recorded and, like, determined amount of episodes per season. So
yeah,
we'll probably start off with, like, low number, like 8 or something like that. And we're both co-hosts, but, like, we're gonna take turns hosting.
Right.
So, like, Sam's going to come to the table with his own subjects, and then I'll come to the table with mine, and we kind of split it in half.
I'm going to have to get like a whole separate notebook for this podcast.
Don't break the bank.
Don't worry about what I'm doing, Charlie Brown.
It's a notebook. I don't know what you're stressing about.
Listen, I'm not stressing.
Yes.
He takes his notebook very seriously.
The only thing that stresses me out is you.
Cook fish meat.
Can you mute that kid?
Hey. I wish I had a remote.
That tape works nicely.
He's just as loud as you are.
Is he? He's the loudest. He really is.
I've never thought about Corey being loud, but...
I know. You haven't spent enough time with him, gal. Very, very annoying.
You're loud.
I am, but I have a right to be loud. I don't have any kids or family. Just saying.
No. He's funny when he plays video games. Even when he plays by himself, he's constantly talking.
That was loud. The screaming was loud.
Yeah, I think I need to actually go yell at them real quick. So,
oh, yes.
Hold on. I'm going to mute myself and I'll be right back in a minute.
Go downstairs when you're done.
Let's talk bad things about Corey while he's gone.
Oh my god, he'll hurt my feelings. Later on.
I have earbuds in.
I know.
I'm
just kidding.
Oh, my word. Yeah, dude, I'm excited for this podcast. You know, I'm particularly excited to, like, have it structured because you did mention it a second ago is that, like, you know, I love this podcast. I love it to death because it's just so random. We can talk about whatever we want. But I also like being structured, too, because it's sort of – easier to keep one idea going rather than a million different ones, you know? So,
right.
Hopefully we can get a nice little studio, you know, and set it up just
yeah,
like we
definitely.
Want. Just like we want, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even just a room, honestly.
Yeah, really.
I'm not
even
expecting much, but just like... something that we can make our own.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, look, when I started this show, I had no idea what I was doing. I knew that I wanted to do something that was going to fill in the void that I couldn't do with music at that time. Because it's like, let's face it, things are fizzling. You know, it sucks to say, but even around that time, you know, things were just starting to fizzle out, and you know, whatever.
When you first started this, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gotcha, you know, gotcha.
It was like, to practice was a burden, almost. You know, we would go there, we'd have to really find time in each other's schedules to do it. And, of course,
yeah,
I was the only single guy in the group, you know, so finding time for me was easy. But for the other guys, you know, they had girlfriends all the time, whatever. It's, you know, they were married. It's like, you know, I think about that now and I'm like, it sucks growing up. It really, really sucks growing up because it's
right.
Like, the more you get older, the more things you lose. So, you know, that's probably why I've always tried to stay a kid. I've always tried to maintain that lifestyle of, I really want to have some fun. Because, you know, I've always just been busy. And, you know, to have my childhood be over, I'm not going to school anymore, you know, I'm not doing this or that. It's like, now's the time that when I first started to be on my own, it was a chance for me to really grow with everything, with my songwriting, you know, with the band, obviously. It was just like, it was a very different time. But, you know, with the podcast, I'm glad that I was able to sort of craft it into a way that I have now. You know, it's my thing. I know what I'm doing. And so now to go into our podcast with that sort of experience under my belt, I'm so prepared. I'm usually never prepared with anything. It's like, I'm scared. But with this project, I'm psyched. I'm absolutely psyched. You know that moment when you're about to get on stage and you're either going to poop your pants or you're going to have a great time? It's kind of like that.
Actually, I do know that feeling. I was thinking, like, wait, no, that hasn't happened, but like the first time. Yeah. It did happen. The pants pooping part.
Yeah, great. Thanks for clarifying that. What's your Cal, when you get on stage, like, I know we've talked about, like, you knew people who had rituals or whatever before, but do you get nervous anymore before you walk up there?
Dude, I don't even remember. It's been so long. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I kind of, in a way, am just waiting to be done so I can get it over with or ready to go on. And I don't say that in a way that it's like I don't want to be up there. I just hate anticipation.
Yeah.
Honestly, just in life too, because it's like, I feel like anticipation is like the worst part about doing anything, even something fun, because it's like all these thoughts. I like overthink everything, and all these thoughts go through your mind. Is it going to go this way? Is it going to go that way? Going on vacation, is the plane going to crash? Am I going to make it to my destination? Like all this, like constantly. But
it's
like
you might need a therapist.
And like,
thank
no,
you,
like,
Dr. Reynolds.
I never worry about like bad stuff. Mostly, I just like I constantly have something going through my head. So that like before a show, it like it's like times 10.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Once you get up there,
yeah,
you don't really think about anything.
Yeah, and then like you get those shows where you just bomb. And it's like, you feel so much bad about yourself after that. It's like, I've had shows where I've completely ate it. And I knew I was dying a slow death, like, while I was up there. And it's like, you get off stage and you just feel like the biggest turd. But honestly, you need those nights. You need those nights where you bomb, because the next night, or whenever you play again, you're ready to blow the roof off the building,
right?
Because you've learned from the last mistakes. You've learned that you don't want to do any of that again. You live and learn, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, I'm excited to do this project. I'm excited to get up on stage again for the first time in like a year and a half. That's going to be wild. But, I mean, you know, it's just funny to think it's going to be weird to like set foot on a stage after all. You know, it seems like forever. Like it's going to be strange. Like, do you guys have any gigs planned for anything, or are you just still recording the album? No.
We're not doing anything in 2021. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
We're definitely not playing anything, but I was going to say something else, but I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. So
I got you.
There was an internal discussion that lasted a while, and we decided that we didn't want to play anything. Just because we want to get things done internally,
right?
Before we're gonna hit it hard in 2022.
Sweet. That's exciting.
That's the plan.
Nice, man. Yeah, I'm. I'm hoping that, like, this project that you and I are doing, not the podcast, but the documentary, is gonna be so cool. Like, cause I mean, everyone's getting in on it. You know, you're getting in on it. Corey's getting in on it. Ross, Georgie's going to play some stuff.
Oh, you got Ross to agree?
Yeah, he's doing.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he's doing, he's working on something for me. So I'm excited to tell that part of the story as well. Because it's like people don't understand. When I first started playing music, there were so many layers to who we were in that first band. You know, we did everything.
Damn.
We weren't just doing, like, you know, regular songs. We did a lot of like hip hop stuff. You know, we did a lot of slow jams. It's like it was just kind of very experimental with what we were doing. So I'm hoping that side of the story people will find interesting, because this was just, I was 14. You know, the first time I got up on stage with a band, it was crazy. It was a crazy time.
Yeah.
But,
I think we should go refilm the Rutland stuff.
You think so?
I think so. Because, like, first of all, my setup has gotten 10 times better. I've got way more equipment now. And I know what I'm doing more now. I had no clue what I was doing before. I thought I did, but, like, I've just gotten a lot more experience since then. So, like, I don't want to keep repeating that in case, like, another delay comes. But, like, I know for a fact that I can make it way better now.
Okay.
Come over here.
Cool. Well, maybe we can record different types of footage for it, and then maybe mix something like that together.
Yeah. I think we were rushing it a little bit last time too, trying to like cram in a bunch of stuff. So I think we could make it better by just slower pace, you know.
Dude, go to Johnny's restaurant, get a strong sandwich or breakfast. Oh my goodness. Dude, there's this one diner in Rutland, Corey, that I used to go to all the time. And it didn't used to be like lunch or anything. It was just basically a diner. But it was all...
You're talking about the one we went to?
Yeah, right. And it was all home cooked. Like, everything was just so delicious. Like, this was pre before you and I went, Cal. But, like, before... This was way back. And it was so good. I mean, the meals were just, it felt like, you know, you were in the country. You know, there's something about those types of restaurants where they just put so much more heart and soul in it than any place in town. You know, like, Village was our place when we were playing. Like, that was pretty much where we went all the time, because the quality was tremendous. And, you know, that was kind of the best place to us. But Johnny's back in the day in Rutland. Oh my gosh. Like, what's your favorite places to think of? Like, because Corey grew up in Connecticut. So, what was one of your favorite places to go to when you were younger?
It's around here somewhere. I think actually going to
a place right down the street.
Did you? Oh, okay. From your house?
We had like the one close one. It's called Jim's. It wasn't, I mean, it wasn't that great, but it was.
Where did you live in Connecticut?
Thompson.
The butthole.
Where's that?
It's off.
Yeah, you would never have heard of it.
It's off exit one.
On route one.
Not route one. Gotcha. Exit one.
Well, they've changed all the exits, but it's like exit 100.
Oh, how flipping annoying was that?
Yeah, that was weird. I have no idea what the number is.
Dude, it's so aggravating. When they change everything around, Route 2, I wanted to shoot myself. I missed the exit.
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually notice it until, like, weeks after they changed everything.
I'm like, James, I don't know where I'm going. It's a good thing he was in the car because he was like, I had to take this exit.
I had to pick up James for work one day, and he's like, did you notice they changed the numbers? I was like, what are you talking about? And it had been for like weeks. The numbers were different, and I just hadn't noticed.
Corey didn't have his glasses on, which you need, by the way.
Definitely. I still had. I mean, I know that, but.
You squint all the time.
I'm trying to. That's because I have very small eyes.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
It looks like my eyes are like closed right now, but this is normal.
Yeah, dude, that was so flippin' aggravating. Oh my god.
Anyway, I have no idea what exit anything is.
So much stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It was super confusing because in between the. Sorry, your son is like, so much stuff. I don't even know what he's talking about. But it was super confusing driving before they changed the signs, but like Google already knew that the exits were different. So it's like
old exit, whatever.
Yeah, it's like take exit 47, and it was like it said like 63 on it. Yeah. I'm like, what do I? It's like turn here. I'm like, no, this is 63. Do I turn? Do I not turn?
How much time do you think it took them to do all that?
It was surprisingly quick. Oh, that's all.
They slapped stickers over everything. They didn't change the signs.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. So they probably did it in like 2 hours overnight.
2 hours for a whole Route 2?
For a whole state.
All right, entire, you're starting
all
to
of Route
it.
2.
That's it.
Starting?
The reason I ask about Connecticut is because.
Right.
I'm going to fangirl for a second, but that's where Casey Neistat grew up. And he always talked about being in like the poop hole of Connecticut growing up.
That's where I lived.
Yeah, so I mean, could have been in the same place, but like.
Actually, I think I was in the armpit.
When he was doing daily vlogs, he had this house in New London, Connecticut.
Oh right, yeah, that's the worst part.
Right on the beach.
It doesn't get much worse than New London.
And I have always wanted to like go to New London just to like see the beach that he would always film at, and
I don't know,
be
dude,
nostalgic.
People from Norwich are pretty scary.
Yeah, Norwich is pretty awful.
But
all of Connecticut actually sucks, except for the town that I grew up in, because it's nothing like the
nothing
rest
going
of
on. It was so yeah. quiet, you wouldn't even know.
Well, yeah, it's literally called the Quiet Corner.
Yeah,
yeah. I liked New Haven. It's
they got some good
pizza's
venues.
Good. The pizza's good.
Just like the one part of Connecticut that I grew up in is completely different than the rest of Connecticut. It's like. It's not even the same place.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
But you know what would be really like creeper status is Casey's dad owns a restaurant in New London as well. And I've like
maybe
debated,
you wanna go there.
I've debated going in there.
Cal's a super fan.
Yeah.
Can you imagine posting every day? And every day and just like not stopping. Like I have a hard time posting once a week. Every day is like, and just constantly be editing.
That's like a fully filmed, edited, like, mini movie. Oh, at least what he was doing. It was.
It's probably paying people to edit that.
No, it was all him, man. It was all him.
He's a smart dude. He's a savage. The guy, he was alone for a long time. Like, because, I mean, yeah, he was posting every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. And he just built this empire.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, he went from 500,000 subs to 5 million when he stopped posting every day or something like that.
Jeez, man.
In the matter of like a year.
How many does he have right now?
Oh, he's like 12 million or something like that.
Good Lord.
If I could get to 500, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness, dude. I think I have like 12. I haven't even checked. Maybe it's 15.
Well, Instagram's a different story. YouTube is all about just grinding it out and posting as much as you can. And
Dude. I mean, YouTube really for a time was that social media.
Right.
You know, we didn't have any Instagram or Facebook for a while. So it was like YouTube was that great.
Facebook predates YouTube, doesn't it?
I don't believe so.
Oh, I have no idea. They got to be around.
It was definitely MySpace before YouTube, though.
Oh, yeah. MySpace was around. Yeah.
I mean, Facebook might have been there, but it might not have caught on.
YouTube started as a dating website.
No.
It did?
Yeah, it did. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it was created to be a dating site.
Wow.
As like a way to show off your profile and stuff and post pictures and yeah.
Wow, Corey, we messed up, bro.
And then it just slowly turned into a. At first, it was like the OG creators were doing like webcam stuff and That sounds dirty. I don't mean it like that.
Okay, what are you talking about?
You know, like just like in front of the camera. I think there was like video game stuff. And,
right.
You know, like super old days of YouTube.
That's wild. Yeah, you couldn't go live. You couldn't. There was no YouTube TV. You had like three creators. Like, it was nothing.
YouTube
was
a strange
right
place.
Now.
Like, let's see. 13,
14 years ago. Yeah. Back then it was like when somebody decided they wanted to be like full-time YouTuber, it was like it was almost like they were put down for it, you know. It was like, "Oh, you're just putting silly videos on the internet. You don't deserve to be paid for that." Like, but now it's like you say, "Oh, I want to be YouTuber," and it sounds like
an
attainable, attainable goal. And it's like you realize how much stuff goes into it.
Yeah, nowadays it's like there's so many creators out there, you know, especially not even just for entertainment purposes, but like for, you know, learning stuff about like do you want to learn how to play guitar? Do you want to learn how to fix a radiator? You know, it's like all these different kinds of things. It's just blowing up.
Yeah.
Just blowing up. It's really crazy what it's become. I heard this story once about the social media platform that costed like, the heck was it called? I think it was like $9,000 total to join. Like, it was an exclusive social media platform that only, like, you had to have a certain amount of cash to get in on this thing. I was like, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's for rich people.
And where is it, you know? It's like, it's
gone. Yeah, really.
It's
like, it's not even around. Nobody even knows.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of platforms that take off. Once in a while, you know, something shines through. What's that thing where you have to be invited into it?
Why are you so fat?
Where it's like talk shows and like different rooms and
hang on, I'll tell you in a second.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Clubhouse.
Clubhouse. Now it's like it's Clubhouse, and
I happen to get invited into one of those, but it's fine.
Oh man, invite me in. I just want to see it.
We'll see what happens. We'll see if you're up to the challenge.
Oh boy.
I got invited by a celebrity, okay? I can't. They got limited time.
One of your crazy comedian friends.
It was Minnie Joe.
D-list celebrity friends.
It was Minnie Joe, really?
Minnie Joe.
Oh man.
She's so dope, man. She's actually going to come back and do the show again.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking the other day. It's funny, man, because she's actually started her own sort of conglomerate where people can go to her with questions, and then she'll come out with like a YouTube video about it. Like, she's starting her own little fan club answer questions sort of thing. But
I should do that because I have the best answers to things.
Who's gonna ask you any questions? Blind people?
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Where's Village in Hethel? How do I get there? Do I have to feel out the sidewalk? Or can you give me a ride?
I can give you landmarks. I couldn't give you a good direction.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
ask me a question. I'll give you the best answer ever.
What kind of questions do you think that people are going to ask you? Let's hear like an example.
No. I'm saying you ask me a question, and I'll give you an example of one of my answers.
Okay. What's the best pickup out there right now?
Oh, that's a crap question. I thought you were going to ask something like with emotion.
Oh, so you shouldn't do it. It's the kind
I don't mean guitar stuff. I mean, I can answer guitar questions.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, everybody does that. There's
but
people
you can do it
more than me.
Better.
Corey,
so,
it'd be perfect for you. You already think you're the smartest person alive. Why don't you just try?
I don't think
show,
that. I
show your
that.
Ego with the world.
Show people your shirts.
You could be the next Logan Paul.
Speaking of which, are you coming out with some merch?
Yeah, that's gross. No. Probably not.
I don't know what I would do if I was going to come out with some merch. I probably would do t-shirts or something like that, but Cal actually had a good idea about if he continues to do his beer page thing with the flasks and stuff. That'd be dope.
It'll happen.
Are you planning on doing something with that soon? Because I know you have like a beer page idea with YouTube and stuff like that. Are you allowed to talk about that right now? Or?
I'm not sure where I'm going with it yet.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I want to make more of like a TV show format. Sam's gonna be my intern for the production company.
So like Orange County Choppers, but beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Orange
County
Choppers.
No.
They're just be yelling and throwing chairs. And
yeah.
Drinking beer.
Tossing back some beers. Yeah, no. So I'm going to... No, we're going to go to...
Can't even
Todd
sit down
is,
in a chair, let alone throw it.
Todd is so graciously... Todd of Rustic Brewing has so graciously said that we can film the first episode at his establishment. So...
very excited. Corey can come with us, and then he can replace my glass that he broke.
That's right.
I'm not going to do that because I didn't break it on purpose.
I know you didn't break it on purpose.
What?
I have texting what is it? Information. Evidence.
Proof?
Yes.
So that says what? That I broke it on purpose?
Not necessarily. No, but I'm excited for that, man. Todd's doing it big time, bro. Like, he just bought a bunch of new drums for, not drums, but, like, drums for beer and stuff like that. Like, huge new operations.
I'm pretty sure they're not called drums.
Well, I don't know. Do I look like a beer scientist? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just sitting here with two savages.
He's upgrading. They're called fermenters. Fermenting barrels.
Oh, thank you.
That's the sound of Sam getting pwned and doesn't know how to say.
You see the smoke coming out of my ears.
Yeah,
that's why he keeps the bucket hat on. He keeps the smoke in.
That's right.
I got this. Is a new hat too.
Nice.
Look like congratulations.
Look like a fat.
It looks
Inspector
just like
Gadget.
The old one. Go go gadget fashion.
Go go gadget hamburger. Nom 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 nom. Oh god! Oh, poor Inspector Gadget, dude. He tried to take out Claw, and then ended up hanging himself by his trench coat.
Oh man, that just took a turn.
It got real dark real quick.
Yeah,
that just took a turn.
I'm playing. Anyway, so continue with what you were saying about the episode.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with it yet. I mean, I know what I'm going to do with it, but I'd like to I'd like to have it be legit. Sorry. I'm laughing. Oh, man. I don't even know what he's saying now.
I can tell you what he's saying. Blah, 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 Is that accurate? Is that close enough?
The funny thing is I can't hear because I have earbuds.
Really? Oh, man. Nah. I'd like it to be like a legit... I'd like to...
Corey, like, mute yourself.
Wow.
God.
I can't think.
Sheesh.
I'd like it to
be... I'm unmuting because it's funnier.
I'd like it to be legit and, you know, work with bigger breweries or sell it to a bigger craft beer media brand and work with them. That's like a lofty goal, but I'm taking it that seriously. And honestly, that's why I haven't been posting anything because I'm just changing everything. I definitely will be doing some form of media, and I'm sure the podcast will come back in some form, but I'm just not sure what or when.
There is nothing like getting on Cal's podcast and just sitting there.
Owning it and acting like it's your own.
Not what I do.
Sad, a little bit.
It's all good. It's all good.
Dude, did y'all listen to me on that NBA podcast?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
It's atrocious. I'll send you the link.
Oh, God. Oh, is that the sports podcast?
Yeah, it was the sports podcast.
The
can only imagine.
Podcast.
What did you talk about?
It's called From Way Downtown. I talked about what I knew best, about how much I hate LeBron.
Oh, God.
We talked for like a half an hour, 35, 40 minutes. Okay. No, we didn't just
you
talk
mean,
about that.
Is this
we
just some
about...
other dude from Marlboro, New Hampshire that has like a no-name podcast that you talked about basketball?
No, he's from Connecticut, I believe.
Yeah, that's not better.
My friend Marcus. Yeah, I know it's not better. No, my friend Marcus and John and Andrew, they have a podcast called From Way Downtown. Go check them out. They're actually awesome.
Which town?
See what I gotta deal with people? See what I gotta do with these dad jokes? You have way too many children now. That's all I'm hearing from you. I used to hear farting noises and, like, you know, stupid things. Now it's all like, did you figure
would
out
you
how to change a light bulb?
That?
Pretty much.
My goodness.
Yeah, so I was on that podcast. And we talked about a lot of different things, but I don't know. They're very happy to have me on, I think. I was their first guest, just saying.
First guest, first and last.
First and last. Right. No more guests. No more podcasts, even. We're done.
You just killed their podcast. Nobody will ever listen to it ever again.
I hope so, man. They get a lot of good things to say. It's interesting to see like how many ideas are actually out there, so that's why I'm excited to do this idea with project with Cal, and hopefully Corey can get in on it too when we get all the cameras set up and stuff like that. It's gonna be super dope production, which I'm very excited about. But
you didn't even just see
anywho,
what I
we're gonna wrap this thing up. I want to thank my guests, Corey. I love you, Cal. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. No.
Brutal.
No, thanks for coming on. Go check out CRC Guitars on Instagram. Go check out Brews Roundtable Podcast on YouTube and on Instagram and any other platform that you can find. I will be performing next month on the 5th, if I haven't mentioned it 1,000 other times before, at Depot Park in Peterborough. Noon to 1 now. I got a time finally, so I'll be posting more about that coming up, but go check it out at the Clapinada, which is my handle for pretty much everything. And if you really want to follow me, go on Twitter and check out all the amazing things that I have
don't
to say.
Don't do that. Oh, don't God. Do that. Hey, look, a butt.
So mean to me. All right, everybody. This has been a Why Are You Laughing podcast, and we are clear.